Hello, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I have an awesome place to sit here. We're in a busy parking lot, and in the middle of it, they have like this nice wooden walkway, and it's kind of lifted up above the little swampy areas, and it's got birds singing and moss in the trees. It's a nice, cool day with the sun shining. And so I'm blessed to be able to sit in a beautiful spot and talk to my sisters, even though the world is like going around this area here. So yeah, praise God. Hey, I was going to talk about a topic that a sister brought up today, and I know us sisters have talked about it in the past, and I probably talked about it on posts in the old sister's blog or maybe some audios, I don't know, but I thought it would be a really good time to revisit this. So a sister mentioned something about wanting to be more bold when it comes to witnessing. And what makes me think of is when Paul is talking about desiring spiritual gifts. And I know it's not the same thing exactly as this, but this is a wonderful thing for us to desire, especially like edification of the body is one. And being able to go out and witness, or maybe not even just going out, but as we are out in the world, having that boldness to be able to witness. And part of that is overcoming fear. Fear of being rejected, fear of maybe being overheard, fear of maybe not saying it right. You know, there could be some fears, and some of them could be good if we don't use it as fear, but we use it as caution. The right circumstances, making sure that we've studied to show ourselves approved, being able to answer rightly any questions that have been given to us. So those are some of them, and that wasn't really the whole point of this. What I wanted to get to was I was going to share a little bit of my testimony and my walk in this. It might give you some encouragement. So I guess I'm just going to start real quick in the beginning before I was born again. I was a feminist. I had to scratch and claw my way through this world as a single mom later on in the years, working a couple jobs, working my way up in the corporate world, and I became something I never really wanted to be, and I was always searching for the truth, just never knew what it was. And so having those feministic characters and bossing around men, because in the corporate world I was overseeing a lot of departments and it had men in it, and I had to watch over the infrastructure and everything in it. And yeah, so I'm not glorying in that. I'm just kind of giving you a little background to see why I was who I was. When I came to the Lord, I had a lot of flesh, a lot of feminist flesh to kill, and I really wanted to be a godly woman. And Brother James wanting to be a godly man, and us wanting to be able to share the truth. Well, I busted out right away, and I was emailing and telling and sharing with people about the gospel, what I knew, you know, even before I was like, had any clue whatsoever. We're talking days and weeks and maybe, you know, I mean, right away. And I didn't do it right as a godly woman would. I had no clue. We had nobody to help teach us or anything. So my zeal was there. It was there right away in the beginning. And I really, really wanted to be out sharing the truth. That was our desire, was to share this precious truth of the blood of Christ that paid for our sins, our wicked, horrible, both Brother James and I had a wicked, wicked, extremely vile, horrible past in our sins, you know, more so than many people. And so to whom much is given, much would be required. To whom much has been forgiven, much they will love much, you know, or many of the sins forgiven, yeah, they will love much. And so we had a burning zeal and a desire in the beginning. Well, me as a godly woman, I want to focus on myself here, and Brother James has his own walk. I always had some illnesses and stuff. I ended up getting severely sick for many years in the beginning of my faith walk. And that was such a blessing, because even though the pain was tremendous and I still struggle with a lot of the physical issues, it really made me more quiet, more humble. It really settled me down. And I learned trust in the Lord, and I also became a godly woman through all that by more quietness. And the more of a godly woman I became, Brother James was studying to become a godly man in the scriptures, learning and stuff. And in the midst of all this, we were still working diligently to encourage people, but I had my zeal wrongly placed, though, I think. And my zeal, I learned early on, kind of, and I just had to kill my flesh over it. My zeal was to go out and share the gospel, but the Lord had something more important for me to do, and that was to cultivate myself to be a godly woman and the ministry and everything that He was going to have for us. So as the years went on, and we were having our homestead, and I was canning, drying, cleaning, hand pumping water, doing all that stuff. Brother James was working his way out of the business world, while him being a believer and following, the more obedient he was, the more they hated him in his job. And when they let him go, that was when we got don'tperish.com up. We'd already had a lot of the teaching articles done, and I had to teach myself a lot of that, because God used my administrative skills in many areas, and I had to learn a lot of that, which I'm a good self-teacher, and I'm not boasting or anything. God just gave me that gift. And so he used it to his glory. Instead of making money in a corporate world and being a feminist, now I could be propagating the gospel online and teachings and using my administrative skills for him. And right at that time also, that was when they let go of Brother James and we started our business, our carving business, and God used his skill with his hands to be able to do and create things and build things, and my skills to take care of taxes and marketing and more websites. And so my hands were plumb full with all kinds of administrative things, Titus II things. And then we ended up going, kind of traveling more with our business. And so I had to let go of the homestead life. And we went more online, or more traveling. And so my skills on navigation and getting everything set up, you know, with when we would go to customers and lining everything up like that. And in the between of that, Brother James doing a lot more witnessing and me getting more opportunities, but nowhere near as many as he did. And I'll admit, I was like, what is wrong with me? How come I'm not being used to be able to witness to more women out there? And I thought there was something wrong with me, but when I look back, I see it wasn't. I had a willing heart, a moldable heart, a contrite heart, a humble heart, or wanting to be anyway. And God was just molding Brother James and I to be who he wanted us to be. So then as the years went on and we dumped the house and we just dumped the land here and we went full time on the road, I can look back and I can see where God was using my skills and talents for his glory, for the website, for all the administrative, to get us help, get us set free. Brother James with his boldness out on the street and his job abilities with his hands, how he could do that for us to do in our business. Well, when we got rid of everything, including the business, and we went full-time travel, well, actually, it was before that. I guess I'm real bad with timing because the older I get, sometimes I forget how old I am. I think it was maybe 2 or 3 years ago that all of a sudden, I think everything was all lined up where God kind of wanted it. Our ministry was set up and moving. Everything was going the way it should be. And we were shedding so many different things. It was my turn to be able to witness the gospel more, tongue twister here, to women and out on the streets. And not just women, I mean, being able to, God uses me a lot. I'll just say this now. God uses me a lot with men coming up to talk to me when we're out on the street. And it's like a door opener because Brother James is preaching and then he'll come over and talk to them. So it's kind of like good partnership, Priscilla and Aquila. And so what I'm trying to tell you, sisters, is as I look back on this life, I see how God molded both of us. And even though my zeal and my desire was in there, I had to be patient and still continue to hold on to that zeal and desire to be able to share the gospel more, because now that we're out on the street full time, my focus, yeah, I still have a lot of Titus II things and things like that, administrative on the website and stuff, but it's nothing like it was before. Now that I have everything going the way it should be on there, it's more fluid, and it's time for it's both of us. God has called me and opened up my mouth to be able to share the gospel more, and Brother James out there preaching, and so we make a good pair. Now, had I been desirous of being out in the world doing more of what God would want us to do before it was my time, it's just not going to work out that way. So I might be kind of confusing this situation. There's people walking by. I didn't know if somebody was going to come by. But anyway, sisters, what I want to say is, you know, hold on to that desire. Pray to the Lord. Ask him for patience for you to learn to be who he wants you to be. you sisters who have husbands who might be in the same situation that I was, a husband learning how to grow in his ministry, remember that your focus is your husband and helping him, you growing yourself, any children that you have, your household and your duties there. And as you grow and mold, God will grow you into what he wants you to be, not necessarily what you want to be, unless it's a godly woman and sharing the gospel, but it's going to be in the way he wants it to be. And so I was just kind of hoping that might edify and encourage some of you who have that desire. Don't be impatient and just keep doing what's set before you. God has it laid out, and he will guide and direct our steps. And I wanted to go find a couple scripture verses here. Hold on. Okay, here's one. I love this. Psalm 32:8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. I love that. And hold on, here's another one I want to share. All right, here's the other one. Hold on. It is Exodus 4:12. Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say. Now we also, I love both of those. We also know that he will guide and direct our path if we allow him to, and we don't put the obstacles and stumbling blocks in front of us. And those would be our desires over and above what he wants. And so anyway, I'm going to end it with this, sisters. Hopefully that was encouraging to you, and knowing somebody else's path. Yeah, I had to kill my flesh and be patient and wait. I had to do a lot of things that, even though I was good at it, didn't necessarily, it wouldn't have been the first thing I want to do. But when I see how God laid everything out and put us in the position we are this many years later, it took us many years to get to this point. It could be that way for you as well. You don't know where you're going to be in 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. But keep that zeal and just rightly place it and allow God to open up the door for that zeal to come out in the areas and the ways that he wants it to. So anyway, love you, sisters. I'm going to let you go now. Hold fast. Keep striving on. And may God be praised.